Green salutation and love sign myself motivators and game changers. This is Miss Kinky on Level Head Radio. Today the sun is shining, I'm smiling, and I'm thankful that God gave me another day above ground, aren't you? Today's message that God put in my heart is missing your vision. I'm guilty of being distracted, feeling stuck, and just wondering, at when am I going to get a breakthrough? When can I get a break, you know? And you know what? As I think those thoughts, or as I thought those thoughts, and I was just dealing with the everyday life struggle, you know, paying bills, dealing with the kid, and dealing with the hubby and whatnot, and just kind of trying to scramble together the what I don't have. I remember when we didn't have a coffee pot and we was doing the old-fashioned way, and I remember how bad I was willing to save that little pennies and quarters just to get me a coffee pot because I was eager to get it. And what I say, I'll just say this: we don't often remember how bad we want it because we let life trample our dreams. We tend to sleep on our dreams because we had so many setbacks that it makes us feel like it's almost impossible for us to get to our destination of passion, purpose, and future. You know, sometimes our past comes to haunt us and tries to bring us down with of guilt and remorse and regret, and we focus on that of how they hurt you and how they insulted you and what was said and how tears came and how punches flew and over our anger clouded your mind. And not just that, it's just how life seems to not go your way. And you know what? That's what makes us stronger. That's what makes us want to fight even harder, because if you weren't having so much opposition, then you should be worried. Worried, Kendra? Worried, really, Kendra? I don't understand what you mean, worried. I'm like, I have been trying. Yes, you've been trying, but God is, this is a test, okay? This is a test. God wants to see how bad you want it. Are you going to put your all in it, or are you just going to put your pinky toe? Yes, some people put their elbows in their food, but they really put their all in it. They put the blood, they put the sweat, they put the tears in it. And you got to realize, how bad do I really want it? Do I just want it just to say I want it, or am I trying to meet people's standards? Or do I really want to leave a legacy and change people's lives? Because if you have a why and you initially know where you're trying to go and you're letting people like opportunities or the closed doors stop you, then you gotta kind of analyze if you really want it. Because I was that person. I have a lack of patience. I don't know if y'all gonna admit I'm guilty of it, but I was always one of that instant gratification type stuff. I've been struggling with that now. Like, sometimes I look at my daughter and I'm like, dang, you're not talking yet. And she's about to be 3. And then you can't compare your situation with other people, because that also leads to disappointment. That feels frustration. You take it out on your spouse. You take it out on your family. You take it out on your job. And then you wonder, why am I stuck? Why do I can't get a break? And it's not always you, but it's always how you handle the everyday difficulties. Are you responding, or are you checking your response, or are you taking your reaction? Because there's a difference between response and reaction. Reaction is out of anger, out of spite, out of irritation, frustration, stuff that's not something you took the time to analyze. When you respond, you're stepping back. You're looking at it for a higher standpoint. Not like you're better than that person, but you're looking at it because you have control of your emotions. Be slow. What is it? Slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to wrath, you know? And you gotta really analyze, what can I say to make this different? I was reading this book with Valerie Burton, and it's Successful Women Speak Differently. And you gotta realize that this can, it's all can, this can also go to men as well. When you look and analyze your tone, how the person's stance is, their body language, you have to give them the flip. Meaning, if somebody is talking at you hostile, you know, in a hostile tone, give them the warmth, you know? You know, they say, kill your enemies with kindness. Yeah, give them that. The 360, throw them off their game, because you have the upper hand. Therefore, it won't mess up your day and your goals and your future. And then more opportunities will come, because somebody could be watching you when you don't even think, when you don't even, the last thing that you ever happened, that could be your opportunity, and you're messing it up because somebody's pettiness got to you. You know, there's been times where when I was working at Walmart, and you know, somebody called me something, and somebody's like, I would have fought that. I'm like, yeah, you better than me. And I'm like, no, I'm not better than you. You can do this too. The only difference is I'm not going to let somebody's day, frustration, mess up my day, because you don't know what they're going through. At the same time, you don't want to be that person that tips them off to the breaking point. You know, I don't want to start World War III because of me. And even, I'm not saying that person in the grocery store, but I've seen some crazy people in my day, and I just think of, how can I be of assistance? I'm not saying be a doormat, and I'm simply not saying just tolerate any type of injustice or anything, but you gotta pray and ask God to give you the strength, and also you gotta put the action in it too. You know, faith without works is dead. Faith in that God can give you the words and provide that Holy Spirit in that action, and also the works, that if you have discipline your works and you say, Lord, I know that my mouth is going to get me in trouble. Lord, I know that I love to fight and that was who I used to be, but I'm trying to be somebody. I'm starting to step up to the plate of greatness. And if you can just guide me, I know that I can handle this better. And I'm not saying you're going to be able to get all this in one, you know, in one day. You got to believe in yourself that you can do better, and that this better will take you in greater and higher places. And you have to willingly, you know, think, where am I lacking and how can I be better? And if you're not trying to take that initiative to say, I have a problem with this, my temper, you know, I'm controlling, you know, I like to fight, you know, I like to get my way, I like to have the last word, I don't listen enough, you know, and you gotta really be honest with yourself and say, what needs work and how can I be better? Do research, dig deep, because this could be the thing that is stopping you. Do you keep letting people dictate your future? Are you holding the standard of what your parents said or what your homie said? Are you handing a standard, or because your friend that you knew that they were less talented of you, or somebody you knew was less talented, transcendent when you feel like you were? I mean, that somebody's always doing something that you aren't willing to do, and you gotta be able to do something. Not saying do nothing trifling, you know, like that, but I'm also saying you gotta be willing to work, lose some sleep, you know, put your pride away. Look for the best in the situation instead of the worst case scenario. I hope this resonates with somebody's soul, because man, I need to hear it myself. All right, y'all, stay mission your vision, and remember that God is over everything and he's in control, and you just need to seek him, because it's the power of resisting, submitting, you know, it's self-control, and you can get this by God. And you know, and a lot of people are like, I'm just a devil, man, I beat the devil in the name of Jesus. You know, yeah, man, but in James 4:7, it says, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he will flee. Maybe you just resisting the devil, but then you're not teaming up with God. You thinking secretly that, hey, I can do it by myself. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Meaning, Christ gives you strength when you don't have any left. Remember that. All right, y'all, stay tuned for the next segment. It's just a thought. Well, we changed it to, maybe I'm tripping. All right, y'all, stay tuned. Wait. Hey, we back, my friends, with the next segment. Maybe I'm tripping, but when y'all eat pork anything, pork chops, pork roast, pork ribs, anything, do y'all feel like groggy? Like y'all about to fall over your chair? I mean, we was a family, the Baker clan was eating. I got me a pork roast, you know, fixed it up right. Had that chili sauce on there, sweet and sour sauce, you know, glassed it up a bit. Let it be in there for about 3.5 hours. You know, it's very tender, juicy. Ate it. But, I mean, we cut about two decent size, and we ate it, and the baby almost fell over out of her chair. You know, we took her out of the booster seat, and I was just like, maybe I'm tripping, but I think everybody, what's going on? Did she get a nap? But I'm like, she did get a nap because she takes two a day, you know? And then Don, you know, he works 8-hour shift, and I was sitting there like, what's going on? I feel like I'm literally going to pass. I couldn't hear anything Donovan was saying. Like, it was like, I swear, man. Like, I got roofied or something. No joke. That's in a serious situation. You know, but seriously, man, I felt groggy. Like, oh, my gosh. Maybe I'm tripping, man. Y'all need to call in and let me know. Is it just me? Or did y'all stop eating pork? Because that's the last time I'm going to eat pork. Because I was talking to him for about, like, you know, almost 30 minutes. Like, dude, we need to, like, not eat pork. But I'm like, you know, the ribs be calling my name sometimes. We have so much chicken, it's sickening sometimes. But then I'm thankful. But God knows that I'm not going to be like the Israelites and be ungrateful. Because there was a time we had no food. So, God, thank you, Lord, for that meat. It could be worse. We had no meat at all, you know. Y'all call in and let me know if pork makes y'all grab. Maybe just let me know if I'm tripping or y'all can relate. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for the next segment. Shout outs. Love shout outs. All right? All right, y'all. Peace. Yay! All right. We're back out with love shout outs. Love is something we often need. We need love. We need more hope. And we need more faith, especially on these times, man. First love shout out goes out to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, there is no me. There is no us. There is no we. Secondly, I want to shout out to the love with the Baker clan, my husband Donovan and my daughter Alain Larie. Thirdly, I want to shout out to, her name is Cynthia at Kroger, made my day exponential. Oh my goodness, you exceeded all my expectations, blew me away with your customer service. I wish there was more people like you. I wish, man. You know, people can learn a lot from you because you never know what people are going through. Shout outs to you. And that completes today's love shout outs, y'all. If y'all have anybody y'all want to shout out, call in. Let me know. I'll put y'all on the line. Put y'all on the show. All right, y'all. Stay tuned for some music with Ease My Mind. All right? That's a second. Peace. All right, we're back on Levelhead Radio to ease our minds. I want us to unwind and ease out the day with some tunes that I feel will take us to the place of resonation with our everyday lives, where we can hear the venting of our very souls, relax, and take us to a place where bills don't exist. Troubles tend to fade away. And we move towards God on our everyday. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. Where do I begin, my friends? It's time to turn in. Man, I want y'all to take this day in as a breath of fresh air, a new start, a new day. You have to ask yourself, is this going to be day one or one day? It's a great saying. I want you to take today and mission your vision and think, am I where I want to be? And think of how much potential and how many people believe in you. And it's not just about you. It's about what you can do. A lot of times we forget that. And today is your reminder. And remember, I love you. God loves you. And from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. All right, y'all. Peace. Love and blessings.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.